This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big win for the Gopher men's basketball team last night over USC. Head coach Ben Johnson, nice enough to give us a little bit of time this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, good morning. Congratulations on the win. And I'm curious, as you watched your team go throughout this game and watched them grow in this game, how impressed were you with their resiliency to, I mean, you really had to fight all the way down to the end of this one.
Yeah, no, we really did. I was really impressed, you know, honestly, with their both mental and physical toughness. You know, that's something we've been preaching all year as, you know, something we need as a program and as a team to be competitive in these games and kind of impose our will with our toughness. And I thought the guys did an incredible job of just never folding, never breaking, keeping believing even down 15 or, you know, in our first half struggles and their just physical toughness to almost will ourselves to victory. And then the mental toughness to believe it and to never cave was really impressive.
Ben, I got to tell you, I still wish you would have gone to Washburn instead of De La Salle, but that's for another time. So that being said, I'm a city guy, man. I mean, that's I went to Central, yeah. So, you know, I would love to have had you in the city.
I got you.
But as far as this game, and Dave was just talking about this, Patterson caught fire, but how about Frank Mitchell? What we haven't seen him at the level that he played, and he literally just ramped it up with rebounds and with the point scoring and the offensive side of what he was able to do. What was it about this game against USC that gave him that opportunity?
You know, it's a great point. You know, Frank has done an unbelievable job this last month of really kind of flipping his narrative a little bit in terms of just his attention to detail. He's taken it to another level, and whether that's extra workouts, extra conditioning, extra film, laser focus and walkthroughs and practice. And we just talk a lot about there's always carryover, and it's such a big part of success is developing those habits and what it takes to put yourself in position to be successful when your number's called. And I think he's just done an incredible job now of understanding fully, you know, what it takes at this level to be at your best, and everything goes into that. And, you know, I knew he was going to play well. I didn't know how well, but I knew he was going to play well because he was so dialed in this whole week, and as much of our guys were, but him especially was so dialed in this week, and he took that focus to another level, and it just carried over. And, you know, that's the Frank that we knew he could become. We didn't know when. You know, sometimes it takes transfers, you know, different, there's a different timetable for everybody, but hopefully now that he's got a taste of it, he can take it and hold on to it and keep building off of it.
Ben Johnson joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, when you look at the depth of this team, and you talked a little bit about it, some nights it's Dawson Garcia, some nights it's Patterson, last night it's Frank Mitchell. When you have that depth of someone can always pick up the rest of the team, how beneficial is it to have that in a season that it's a long season, you know? It can't be the same guy every night, can it?
Yeah. No, and that is not the way that we're built. You know, obviously Dawson is a major part of what we do and, you know, leading scorer in the league. Well, because of that, teams are going to really take account for him. And, you know, yesterday I thought they did a great job of whether it was double-teaming them, triple-teaming them, packing the team. Well, when teams do that and they really try to devote all their attention and take him away, then other guys do have to step up. And when other guys step up, it opens the floor not only for them, but also for Dawson. They can't just key in on him. So the production that we get from everybody is crucial to not only, in particular game, but just to the development of our team and where we want to go with this. And I think now guys are really responding and kind of finding their way through all of that.
Ben, I'm curious about this with this whole thing and how the Big Ten has expanded. And obviously it's not more than it's a lot more than 10 out there. And we've got these West Coast trips. How is the West Coast trip for you guys? You've got USC and you obviously had a great game in the second half, came back and a great victory. But now you've got UCLA. Is that really difficult on the players, the travel going out west and then coming back?
You know, for us, so far it's been okay. I think what you worry about is just kind of the time change a little bit and making sure that the second and third day guys are rested and their body clocks are right. You know, it's yet to be seen. You know, I think, it's the one on the way back that probably concerns you most as a coach is, you know, having that fatigue and then you come back and you have a home game. It's so hard to win on the road. You really want to rely on those home games. So it's just managing that a little bit. But, you know, like I said, these guys are young. They're resilient. We only got to do it one time, which I'm very thankful for. So you just kind of try to figure it out as you go. But I do think the key is getting these guys' body clock as normal as possible and just making sure that they're doing everything they can do to get rest.
And you're at UCLA on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. So tough, quick turnaround there. Coach, you look at the rest of the season and your schedule. There's still a lot ahead of you. I know that certainly you wanted to pile up some more wins in the Big Ten, but when you look at what's left, does it feel like there's potential there? I mean, certainly these last four or five games, there's a chance that you really could make some moves.
Yeah, no, I think that's our mindset. I mean, we take it one game at a time. This team's been really good at, you know, focusing on that particular day, whether that's a practice, a shoot around, a workout, a game, and kind of have that approach and staying, again, detail-oriented and focused in that way. So we'll take it one day at a time, but these guys also know that, you know, the end of the road is near, and we want to make sure, especially when you're playing well, that you can put your best foot forward to finish as strong as you possibly can. And so I think our guys are really hungry just to continue to play well. And I think when you consume yourself with, you know, the details of playing well and those habits, you know, hopefully the wins and losses take care of themselves. And, you know, right now the guys should feel good and proud of how they played. And we got to find a way to bottle that up and take it on the road Tuesday to a really, really good UCLA team and, you know, be able to bring that home with us.
Coach, we always call Minnesota the state of hockey, but I disagree. It's no longer just the state of hockey. It's the state of basketball. We have so much talent in the state of Minnesota. Is recruiting this year, is this as good a year as you've seen, or where do you rank this year's recruiting class here out of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always talent, and a lot of that is due to just, you know, the development that the coaches do within the state at every level, which I think is you know, some of the best in the country. And so every year, you know, there's always guys that, you know, can help or will be able to move on and play Division One. You know, we're hoping for that year when you've got the Ty Jones and the Trey Jones and the Curas and the Reed Travises. And, you know, I could go all down the line of guys. And so, you know, that's the best part about within our state is there's always going to be somebody that emerges. And so, you know, we've got a couple on our roster right now that I'm really, really high on. And I think with development and with a little bit of time, they're going to be special players. And so, you know, this state has done a good job producing them, and it's our job to try to recruit them as far as we can and keep those ones that are right for us to stay home. And hopefully they can really pan out and be some studs.
Gopher men's basketball coach Ben Johnson, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck at UCLA this week.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
No problem. Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, grab yourself an In-N-Out burger, man.
We will. Thanks.
All right, Ben Johnson. Great end to this. Great win for the program last night. You're right, Pete. It is. I don't care what's said. It cannot be easy to travel west and play those two games in the middle of the season.
Yep.
So difficult schedule, but they're making the best of it. Let's take a quick break. the Timberwolves figured out who their owners were this week. Chris Hine from the Star Tribune will join us to talk about that next.